It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, thank you so much for coming back. And our segment right now, I've got the lovely Jacob Teitelbaum. I know he knows I call him the Patch Adams of the MD world because he's so amazing. And I think at the end of the day, a consumer advocate and just wants you to feel better. We're going to be talking about reversing dementia and Alzheimer's with the MIND, the MIND protocol. And it's interesting, Jacob, because I always kind of say in my practice, I don't have protocols. I call them wake-up calls. But I'm very familiar with your MIND protocol, M-I-N-D. And I think that when it comes to these cognitive decline diseases, so dementia, Alzheimer's, we can fuss around with the diagnosis. What you have to say, they're so devastating, is so important.
Well, here's the key thing, Holly, for people to realize. Number one, if you go to the doctor and you're having a bit of confusion, you're likely to just get slapped with the label Alzheimer's. But studies show that about 50% of people with Alzheimer's disease diagnoses don't have Alzheimer's on autopsy. They had other things, and those things are often totally reversible. In addition, even if somebody has Alzheimer's or dementia of any cause, with most organs, if we take out one whole kidney, no problem. You can lose about a third of the other kidney. No problem. Then that last 10% change is the difference between dialysis versus being healthy. Now, with the brain, it's the same thing. You can lose a lot of your mind. You know, ask any parent of small children, you know, and they'll still do okay. But once you get to that last 5 to 10% difference, that's the difference between not recognizing your kids versus being able to take care of yourself. So a simple tune-up that increases function 5 to 10% will have a dramatic effect on how you function. And we will teach you today how to do that tune-up.
Nice, absolutely. And I think that's it's such a great point that by the time you get diagnosed with something like Alzheimer's or dementia, like I always say, I don't care about the diagnosis. I want to understand the mechanism behind the diagnosis. How many things, what did those cells go through? What is your tissue? What's the, you know, sometimes I think of the body and I think of health as a book. And if you think about the body being the book and then your organ systems being the sentences that fill that book, but then your tissue, or I would say organ systems being the paragraph, your the tissue itself being the sentences, and then the cells, each and every cell in our body being the letters that you know, that fill those sentences, that fill that paragraph, that writes the sort of biology and of your body. If we could go back and just understand that story that led to this crazy diagnosis, that usually, you know, you kind of go, well, I guess it's just quality of life from here. These things can be, as you said, prevented and also reversed.
Absolutely. And look at simple things. Like in people whose thyroid levels were just on the low side of normal, they had a 240% increased risk of dementia in women. Mild thyroid elevation, 800% higher risk. In men, testosterone, every 50% increase in free testosterone was associated with about a 26% decreased risk of getting Alzheimer's disease. So there's all these things, folic acid, dramatic impact. So many things. And the funny thing is we figure, well, once a person has Alzheimer's, these are no longer playing a role. BS sign goes off. Of course they're
That's
still
right.
playing a role. And you
That's
turn
right.
these things up, and your mind will often come back. So speaking of mind, we use that as kind of a, you know, I like my little acronyms, like SHINE for treating
right.
fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. And MIND stands for metabolism, which means hormones, things like thyroid, adrenal, testosterone, using bioidentical hormones. I would be infections and inflammation. N is nutrition. And D is drugs. And I'm not talking about getting these two medications for Alzheimer's that are minimally effective, if at all. I mean, they don't really reverse disease. But rather getting off of these medications, a lot of people with so-called Alzheimer's and dementia, they're on 10 different medications. And
right.
when you stop these medications, the ones they don't need, you don't want to stop them suddenly on your own, but we work with people. And in fact, for those of you, if you know somebody with Alzheimer's or dementia, we're actually doing a study now of the MIND protocol. Got a piece of paper and a pen. and where you can be in the study from anywhere in the country. You have to be in the U.S. And we will do an evaluation and treat with a MIND protocol. And we are betting that a lot of people will find their Alzheimer's and dementia, at least doesn't call that, will go away. So if you're interested in the study, write down this phone number, 410-573-5389. That's 410-573-5389. Or contact office at nfatigue.com for information on being in the study. So let's take a look at metabolism. Thyroid. You know how wonderful I think our standard thyroid testing is? I think the TSH test has been responsible for literally millions of unnecessary deaths because it is such an utter piece of rubbish, caca, BS. Okay, so that's a TSH test for thyroid, which is the main test the doctors use. You want to go based on symptoms. Tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, constipated. These are symptoms of low thyroid. And then the tests give you a rough idea where the person falls, but you don't treat just based on the test. And the studies show if you, you know, that even with normal tests, the effect on dementia, as they say, is as much as an 800-fold increase, or 800% increase, where the medications have maybe a 5% effect. It's just,
unbelievable.
So put in perspective.
That's right.
So optimize that thyroid, optimize testosterone in men, infections, even little infections. You know how you feel. If you have a bladder infection, you have a cold, you know, our brains feel foggy. And when you have dementia and Alzheimer's, and if you have a chronic bladder infection, which if it's not causing burning, we figure, oh, it's asymptomatic, ignore it. No. Or sinus infection, you know, when you hear the old man is constantly clearing their throat, that's postnasal drip from candida or sinus infection. So you want to treat the infections. And then nutrition.
Absolutely.
Here's a simple recipe. Anybody out there, write this down to it. Want your brain to work better? Get these three things. There's a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System Vitamin Powder. We have it at nfatigue.com, but you can find it anywhere. One scoop a day, outstanding overall nutritional support. Add a very high-potency, high-absorbed curcumin. Most of them are not. Even if they say 100% curcumin, they're not going to be absorbed well. So get one called Curamed, C-U-R-A-M-E-D. In the study, we're going to be giving two twice a day of the Curamed. And then we're going to be adding Ribose, which is Corvalin is the brand that I use, which is a special energy molecule that increases energy in the cells. And we suspect that this combination will have a dramatic impact. I know my morning regimen, I do the vitamin powder and the Ribose, and it turbocharges my energy and my mind. And then drugs. Gotta wean people off the unnecessary drugs. Most of the medications that people come in on with the Alzheimer's and dementia, I find they were started years ago, but they no longer need them. You wean them off, and you see that sometimes the Alzheimer's goes away. It's not uncommon. It's actually probably more the rule than the exception. So if you have Alzheimer's and dementia, it's time to get your mind back.
That's right. I mean, I got to tell you, we've got to start 60 seconds, but gosh darn it. So this is the MIND protocol. Think about it for dementia, Alzheimer's. You can go to endfatigue.com. There's a study going on, and you can be part of it. But that last piece, that drug piece, I'm working with a woman right now. I know for a fact from the literature that if I can wean her off two out of the seven drugs that she's on, because I know the side effects, that she is going to abate most of the symptoms that they are coming for me to fix. And it's like, it's almost like a specialty in and of itself. Right, Jacob, it's like you got to be able to creatively and also get the person's buy-in, because you know they've been taking them for years, they wonder what they're going to do without them. But so that's metabolic, infection, nutrition, and get yourself off those drugs. Do it safely. Nfatigue.com. Jacob Teitelbaum. I'm Dr. Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back.